My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Hello, welcome to The Best Football Show. I am Brian Baldinger. At Baldy NFL, you can download this on your free Odyssey app and like it, subscribe it, and tell all of your friends about it. You can follow me at Baldy NFL. I'm going to have my own online store, baldysbreakdowns.com, opening up real soon. You can order merchandise, look at pictures, read my blogs, whatever. So anyways, but we're here nearly every day. It's not every day now during the slow time here before the season starts. But obviously, we do have some recent news. Trevor Lawrence getting his bag, as they like to say. A big contract, putting him amongst the, you know, highest paid players and quarterbacks in this league. And, you know, I mean, it's just we see this every single year. We just see it. We see the quarterbacks. I mean, last year we saw Jalen Hurts. We saw Lamar Jackson. We saw Joe Burrow. And each guy sort of supplanted the next guy, all right, to where I think Lamar was the one to sign last year, and he got the highest contract. You know, and so now there's two guys out there right now that are looking for contracts. I mean, Dak Prescott is in his final year of his contract. Tua Tagovailoa is looking for his. And, you know, I think Tua's a little frustrated because, I don't know, you look at Tua, he's played better, won more games than Trevor Lawrence has. You can compare Trevor Lawrence's just statistics. I'm not saying that Trevor Lawrence isn't better than Daniel Jones or Gardner Minshew, but if you look at their statistics side by side, the statistics are the same, about the same amount of starts, about the same amount of wins, completion percentage, interceptions. It's pretty much the same. So you go, you know, do you pay $55+ million a year to a guy who statistically isn't a whole lot better than Daniel Jones or Gardner Minshew? But, you know, they were I saw Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville last year in week 18 in Nashville. And if they had won the game, they would have won the AFC South and they would have played in the playoffs and not the Houston Texans. And we wouldn't be as high on the Houston Texans now as we are because we saw them win a playoff game last year. We saw them play really well for the first half against Baltimore. And we're like, okay, this team can play on a big stage against the best teams. If Trevor Lawrence scores from the 1 yard line on a quarterback sneak, which wasn't the play, maybe Jacksonville wins the division for the second year in a row. And maybe they get over the playoff hurdle. So that's how close all this stuff is. But honestly, is there going to be a critical point where a tipping point, let's say, where teams just aren't going to pay $60 million? Okay, well, if you don't have a quarterback, like Atlanta didn't have a quarterback the last 3 years since Matt Ryan, you know, was basically done, you know, they've done nothing but win 7 games a year. Coaches get fired. GMs get fired. You overpay for quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins. Like, if you don't have that guy, that's what you're doing. You're overpaying for free agents. You're firing your coach. You might get your general manager fired. Like, that's the reality. The New York Jets, if they don't win with Aaron Rodgers this year, and he has said it, if I don't play at my level, there'll be a whole new way of doing things in New York. And, you know, Robert Saleh, probably Joe Douglas, like, there'll just be a massive turnover in New York. So if you don't have that guy that you can put the ball in his hands and he's got the ability to create, to make plays, to move the team, to get you 9+ wins a year, then there's just changes. It's just an ongoing set of changes. If New Orleans Saints don't win with Derek Carr this year, that will happen. They just changed offensive coordinators, offensive line coaches, right, in New Orleans. Okay, Clint Kubiak coming in, new offensive line coach, blah, blah, blah. Like, if they don't win, there'll be a massive turnover in New Orleans. Contrary, if Baker Mayfield goes to Tampa last year and they win the division and win a playoff game, he gets a new contract. Everybody stays on board. The coordinator there last year, Dave Canales, goes and gets a head job in Carolina. It's all tied to the quarterback. It's just tied to the quarterback. If Jalen Hurts just doesn't play well this year, like he didn't play great down the stretch last year, if he doesn't play well, the Eagles don't make the playoffs. I can't see that not happening. But if that happens, you know, Nick Sirianni, like, will be gone. They'll make a change. There'll be a new way of doing it. Maybe Kellen Moore gets promoted. Who knows? But that's just the reality in this league right now. And so Mac Jones didn't work out in New England. Bill Belichick is gone. You know, there's a new general manager. There's a new head coach. You know, Elliott Wolf. You know, Gerard Mayer are in. They've drafted a quarterback in Dre May. You know, if Daniel Jones doesn't work out in New York, Brian Daboll's probably going to be gone. Joe Shane, I don't know, but you know, they'll turn it over again in New York. It's just the reality right now. So Trevor Lawrence got his contract. More power to Trevor. I mean, I like him. It's hard not to like him. It's hard not to recognize his talent. But he's got to play better in bigger spots than what we have seen. Maybe that's just a product of being, he's 25 years old. You know, just, you got to give him some time. He's just got to, you know, you got to get through this, you know, he's got to get to the playoffs and get through that hurdle. Peyton Manning went through it. Didn't happen real fast for Peyton. So now out there watching this carefully is Dak Prescott and Tua Tagovailoa. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to let Dak Prescott just play out this contract in Dallas? And if he plays well and the Cowboys win playoff games, the Cowboys probably got to cut a bunch of good players to get him paid. You know, if Tua doesn't get signed before the season starts, what's his value? If Miami wins the AFC East and he has another great season where he starts every game and he puts up record numbers, what's his value going to be? So it's, you know, if you don't get this guy signed, these guys signed right now, they're sitting in a position of leverage, okay, because you're going to wait for free agency or the draft next year to fix that position in both those places, or are you going to let your guys go get paid someplace else? So those are some of the situations that result because of this situation. So that's the quarterback quandary right now. And really, is it going to go to $60 million? Because that's really where Dak Prescott is at after, I don't know, 8 or 9 years right now. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But, like, is it going to go to $60 million? Are you going to put basically, two-fifths of your cap into your quarterback? And then who can't you really afford because of that? And who do you have to let go to make that, you know, to make that work? Like, the Cowboys couldn't sign Tony Pollard and they couldn't sign Tyron Smith. And so they went to the draft, and maybe it's the right move to afford Dak. But we've seen a lot of teams win Super Bowls, going back to Joe Flacco and Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes, win initial Super Bowls with quarterbacks on rookie contracts. And that's kind of, I'm sure, what Houston is banking on right now with C.J. Stroud before they have to kind of up him. I'm sure that's what they're looking at in San Francisco right now, as they just, you know, got done taking care of Christian McCaffrey and Nick Bosa last year and everybody else, and maybe Brandon Ayuk. But that's what you can do. You can take care of those kind of players when you have a Brock Purdy on a rookie contract, a seventh round rookie contract, you know. And so, you know, he can play out this year. And if he gets them to the playoffs, wins another division, gets them to a, you know, deep in the division, NFC championship game, Super Bowl, again, I mean, what's his value going to be? Is it going to be $60 million? Because the kid has played a phenomenal brand of football, and it's not just because it's Kyle Shanahan and his system. The guy makes plays that are rare in this league right now. He just does. Whether it's deep throws, whether it's third down throws, whether it's extending plays, whether it's getting the ball to his playmakers accurately. You look at his yards per attempt, it's off the charts. Like his in his 2 years of starting. Like there's nobody that comes close to him in the history of this game right now. So that's what everybody is talking about and looking at. Meanwhile, this idea that quarterbacks just win you games. All right, Patrick Mahomes does that. Josh Allen does that at times. But all these guys need help. All of them. I mean, you saw what Patrick Mahomes was in a Super Bowl loss to Tampa when his offensive line fell apart. And you saw him running for his life. And you saw, you know, a pedestrian performance by Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Because the offensive line, he had backup tackles that day. You know, they went out and they drafted Creed Humphrey. They went out and drafted Trey Smith. Those two guys in the next draft, in the second round and the sixth round, had basically played every snap since that Super Bowl loss. They went out and got themselves a left guard from New England in free agency. They've gone out and signed high-priced Jawan Taylor, high-priced free agents, you know, at the tackle position. They've been drafting tackles, you know, in the second and third round since then. So, you know, they addressed that offensive line. You know, and then they continue to try and reinforce the receiving core, you know. And so Travis Kelce is still there, and Rashee Rice, and now Hollywood Brown, and Xavier Worthy, and went out and signed, you know, different players in free agency. So you constantly got to find that guy and then just reinforce and build around that guy. And when things don't go right, things don't go right, you either fire, you know, you either find that guy like Trevor Lawrence 3 years ago, first pick in the draft. You know, we'll see what Jaden Daniels looks like, Caleb Williams looks like, Drake May, all these guys that got drafted. You know, we saw, you know, a bunch of them, right, get drafted in the first 12 picks this year. So we'll see. We'll give them a couple years. But, you know, if it turns out to be what we saw from Zach Wilson and a bunch of other guys, maybe Sam Darnold and some other players, you know, if you don't get that position right, your general manager is probably not for long. Your head coach isn't for long. Your offense coordinator isn't for long. That's just what happens. So you're almost forced to sign these guys, whether you think it's worth it or not. And the question really becomes, with Dak Prescott out there and Tua Tagovailoa, and to a degree, Brock Purdy, what really becomes the question is, do we pay these guys to be the next highest paid players in this league, or don't we? And if we don't, what's our options? Because if you don't get that right, Mike McCarthy, I don't know. I don't think Mike McDaniel is in trouble, but if he can't keep his quarterback and they got to put a lesser player in there than Tua, he probably will be gone. So that's just the reality of where we're at with the quarterbacks right now. You know, we just saw Trevor is the next guy up, and he got paid. So what's Dak? What's Tua? What's Brock? And then what is there going to be a tipping point? Because Seattle said a couple years ago, we'll trade Russell Wilson. We think we've seen the best of him. We're not going to pay him the next salary up. We'll go with Geno Smith. All right. Geno played really well his first year. Not so good last year. Had some injuries. Missed some games. New regime in there now. New coaching staff. Things change. They always do when the quarterback doesn't play great and you don't make the playoffs. Okay, we'll see what happens there. Anyways, that's been the best football show. It's the quarterbacks. It's a quarterback-driven league. You can't. There's not enough cliches to really describe those situations. But congratulations to Trevor. He's the next highest paid guy. We saw a bunch of those guys, Joe Burrow, DeLamar, Jalen Hurts, all get paid last year. Joe Burrow, when healthy, we feel like Cincinnati goes to the playoffs and goes deep into the playoffs. And if he plays 17 games this year, I'm sure the Bengals will be a playoff team. He's just that good. All right. Anyways, that's been the best football show. And I will sure that we'll join you soon as news breaks and stories develop and Tom Brady starts getting acclimated to his next role as the chief analyst at Fox Sports. So as he starts making his rounds, we'll start talking about some of the things that Tom is putting out there for us. All right. Thanks, everybody. And look forward to talking to you real soon.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.